Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
So today I will conclude our series about the fear of the Lord, and I'm going to be focusing instead on the consequences of familiarity with God. See, because that is the last part of that teaching. It's an amazing thing, but if the devil can't separate you from God, he will try to deceive you by thinking you possess a special relationship with God that exempts you from total obedience. The devil, he is a trickster. If he can't get you one way, he's going to try and get you another way. So the devil sets a trap that's influenced by pride with a person's close relationship with God. Because pride leads to presumption. It leads to disobedience. And then it ends in judgment for those who are not aware. But as we close this series, I want to review a few things that we had learned about the fear of the Lord. And by definition, the fear of the Lord is a reverential awe of God. It is our love, our worship, and complete submission to God's authority. It means total obedience. It means dependence upon God's holy word. That's how we live if we possess the fear of the Lord. And last time, we discussed God's rewards released to those who love him, reverence him, and obey him. And I'm going to mention 12 of them very quickly to you. And if you didn't get them, you can write them right down. I'll go a little bit slower. They were, number one, abundant blessing. Those who operate or walk in the fear of the Lord, God has released abundant blessing. We find this in Psalm 31 and 19. Number two, wisdom and long life. God releases wisdom and long life. We find this in Proverbs 9, verses 10 and 11. Number three is healing for your body. Healing for your body when you observe the fear of the Lord, when you love him, when you worship him, when you submit completely to his authority, God says, I'll heal you. In Proverbs 3, 7 and 8, it says, fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Number four, provision for everything you need. Provision for everything you need. That's found in Psalm 34 and verse 9. Number five, divine direction. Divine direction, that's found in Psalm 25 and verse 12. It says, who then is the person that fears the Lord? He will instruct him in the way chosen for him. Number six, it will keep evil from your doorstep. It will keep evil from your doorstep. Proverbs 19 and verse 23. And then there's number seven, deliverance from all your enemies. Deliverance from your enemies. That's 2 Kings 17. And 39. Number eight is angelic protection. Angelic protection. That's found in Psalm 34 and 7. Now, I want you to consider this verse. I'm going to read it. But I want you to notice that angels protect those who fear the Lord. Angels protect those who fear the Lord. It says in that verse, for the angels of the Lord guards all who fear him, and he rescues them. Could it be the Lord is saying angels only protect those who fear the Lord? That's what it's saying. Number 9, blessings upon children and descendants. And that's found in Deuteronomy chapter 5:29. Blessings upon children and descendants. We are talking about the rewards of walking in the fear of the Lord, loving Him, reverencing Him, and obeying Him. Number 10, God will answer your prayers. God will answer your prayers. And this is found in Psalm 145, verse 19. And then there's number 11. God will give you complete satisfaction. God gives complete satisfaction to those who fear Him. Proverbs 19 and 23. And number 12, you will receive promotion and wealth. When you fear the Lord, God, His reward upon your life will be promotion and wealth. And of course, I'm giving you the scriptures here because I want you to realize I'm not making this up. This is not my opinion. This is what the Bible says in Proverbs 22 and verse 4. It says, humility and the fear of the Lord bring wealth and honor and life. And I want you to notice that you will be blessed for your entire life if you continue to fear the Lord. Listen to what it says in Psalm 23 and 6. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Can we pause and give God praise for the rewards that He is releasing upon our lives as we love Him? The bottom line is God created us to be rewarded when we love Him, when we recognize and submit to His sovereignty over our lives. You see, God appointed it also to our generations. Isn't that amazing? So, you know, a lot of times we don't really think about our generations after us, our children, our grandchildren, our great-grandchildren, but God is a God of generations. God is a God of families. So what He is establishing in your life, He wants to continue through your family. And that's why it's so important that you do everything to train your children in the ways of the Lord so that they can train their children in the ways of the Lord and they can train their children in the ways of the Lord, because God is a God of families. He is eternal. And it's so important that your family continue to be blessed. The scripture says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. In Deuteronomy 6 and 2, it says, fear the Lord your God, keep all of His commandments, and you and your son and your grandson, all the days of their lives, God will bless them, and their days will be prolonged. Let me give you another verse, Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. Here it says, I give you the choice between life and death, between blessings and curses. Now I call on heaven and earth to witness the choice that you make. Folks, listen, I want you to understand something about God. God loves you, but He has made you a free moral agent to make your own decisions. Will you obey God or not? Will you serve God or not? It's your decision. But please understand, every one of us will be judged upon our decisions that we make. Here in the scripture, the Lord is saying, I call upon heaven and earth to witness your decision. And then He says, oh, that you would choose life so that, listen, you and your descendants might live. See, God is always not just looking at you. He's looking at your children, your children's children. He's looking at your children to come. You see? It's very important for you to look at life in that way. What will happen after me? God is concerned about your descendants, and it begins with you. It goes on to say here, You can make this choice by loving the Lord your God and obeying Him, committing yourself firmly to Him. It says this is the key to your life. And if you love and obey the Lord, you will live a long life. And this is one of the benefits of the fear of the Lord, to live a long life. Folks, listen, we need to declare to the Lord what His word says. It says, Lord, I will live a long life if I fear you, if I obey you. There was a king, his name is Hezekiah, and the Lord had sent a message and said, you're going to die. Put your house in order. And he began to pray and cry and say, Lord, I've always obeyed you. I'm not ready to die. And you know what the Lord did? He gave him 15 more years. God is an amazing God. And it's so important for you to know the Word of God so that you can quote it back to Him. When something happens, you need to say, Lord, you said. God is a wonderful God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, He called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, For I alone am God. I am God and there's none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
Now, unfortunately, there is a tendency in humanity to take those closest to us for granted. I'm going to talk about how many times we take God for granted. I want to give you an example. If a relative or friend enjoys some advantage of authority, many times people will try to make themselves equal or say, well, that's not so great. You know, Moses, his siblings, Aaron and Miriam, did that one day. They said, yeah, he's the leader, but, you know, we're leaders too. Often your siblings, they're in competition with you. Have you ever had that? In your life, you don't have to raise your hand. I know you have. Your siblings, just unspoken, but they're in competition with you. They sometimes say things, you know, that cross boundaries of respect and even good judgment. They'll say to you, why? It's my brother. That's my sister. I can act up. I can say that. You know, there's a saying that is so true. It says that familiarity breeds contempt. The closer that you get to a person, you think perhaps you'll like them more. In fact, there was a survey that was done by one of the universities. And it came out a way they weren't expecting. They had asked different people in the survey to tell us, what do you think will help you to know people and like them better? And the people had said, knowing people better, knowing you know, the intricate parts of your life is going to help us to know them better and to like them better. Well, the survey didn't come out that way. The survey came out, the more they knew about people, the less they liked them. The more they knew, they said, I have nothing to do with that person. I don't even care about them anymore. See, it goes along with that saying, familiarity breeds contempt. And one of Satan's greatest deceptions is that we can treat God as familiar or common with no consequences. It's going to never happen, folks. You cannot ignore the God of creation and think there will be no consequences. You cannot go in a way opposite of the word of God and think there will be no consequences. You know, there's a tendency in Christianity to focus on the love of God and to avoid all the other tough subjects like sin, judgment, and hell. Some people say, well, why do we have to deal with the doom and the gloom? I just want to love people. I just want to tell them about the love of God. But that's not the whole counsel of God. You're deceiving people to tell them everything is honky-dory when the soul that sinneth shall surely die. See, it's so important. We have to let people know those who disobey God's word and live an unholy lifestyle will be judged and they're going to miss heaven. Yeah, but I'm a Christian. Oh, okay, you're a professing Christian. But God will determine that. In fact, Jesus said in Matthew 7 and 21, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. There are a lot of people professing, I'm a Christian, I love the Lord. He heard my cry, they sing the song. This is my God. But you know what Jesus said? He said, only he who does the will of my Father will make heaven. You can't walk into heaven a sinner, folks. You can't walk into heaven imperfected. The Bible says we are the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. But it doesn't mean that you can continue to sin. There will not be one sinner in heaven. There'll be sinners saved by grace, covered through the blood of Jesus Christ, but you won't go into heaven actively sinning, is what I'm trying to say. This is so important. Matthew 7 and 21 says a lot of people are going to say, Lord, Lord, and he's going to say, I don't know you. I don't know you. And this is why we're talking about this at the end of this message. Because it's important for you to understand that the Satan can't stop you from honoring God on the front end. He's going to try to make you feel like you have some special relationship where God is going to ignore your sin and is going to say, come on in through the back door. It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. In Psalm 19 and 13, it says, keep back your servant from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Some people, even professing Christians, say, well, I'm going to disobey God, but I know he will forgive me, so ultimately it's going to be all right. I'm going to do this sin. I know I shouldn't do this, but I know God will forgive me. That's a presumptuous sin. You should never make preparations to sin. You need to understand where God is coming from. There's not supposed to be any sin in you. The Bible says, he that is of God's seed has ceased to sin. You're not looking for opportunities of sin, and you're not looking for excuses why you sin. And you should not be making preparations to sin. And that's what it means to be presumptuous in your sins. Let me give you a definition. So presumptuous sins are sins of pride, disrespect, and disobedience to God that expects to be forgiven or forgotten. Let's put it that way. Expects to be forgotten. Once again, sins of pride, disrespect, and disobedience to God that expect to be forgotten. Many people think because God does not judge them immediately, perhaps he'll never do it. He didn't do it. He didn't judge me. It's all right. I made it. I'm home free. But the Bible tells us don't be deceived by the devil. Because God reserves most judgments for the judgment time. When we all stand before him and we're judged. See, we like to judge people and we should never judge. But we will judge people for their works here and what they've done and how they've treated us and how we think. No, you know what God does? God waits until the final judgment. Because before the final judgment, they may say, I'm sorry, I repent, I'll never do it again. But at the end of their life, then that's when God will judge them. Don't take the mercy of God for granted. Don't think you can sin and sin and sin and nothing happens. See? Oh, it's about to happen. It is about to happen. In 1 Corinthians 6 and 9, it says, those who do wrong will not inherit the kingdom of God. It says, don't fool yourself. Those who indulge in sexual sin or worship false religions and idols or commit adultery or male prostitutes or practice homosexuality or are thieves or greedy people or drunkards or are abusive or cheat people, none of these are going to heaven. None of these will inherit the kingdom of God. But wait a minute. Before you judge them, the Bible says, oh, some of you were like that. But you were cleansed. You were made holy. You were made right with God by calling on the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The Bible points out the sins or the sinful behavior that will keep you out of heaven. But then he says, but God cleaned you up when you repented and said, I'm sorry, and now you're on your way to heaven. That's good news. See, there's no reason for any individual to go to hell because Jesus Christ is the way. He's the truth. He's the life. And as we believe and we trust in him, that's how we all make it to heaven. Can we give God some praise for Jesus Christ who paid the price for our salvation? Now, the sin of presumption has brought painful consequences and destruction to many people's lives. It can happen to those who seem closest to God. And this is why you have to guard your own heart against pride and familiarity with God, because to become too familiar with God can lead to your destruction. This makes me think about my Aunt Belle. I was just a little boy. My Aunt Belle, she grew up in the church, and every now and then, when she was on one of her drinking bends, she would come to our house. And my mom would let us stay in the basement. And I'd go down and talk to Aunt Belle. I'd try to witness her as a little boy. Now, Aunt Belle, you know, God doesn't want you to behave like this. You shouldn't be on the bottle like that, and you need to trust in the Lord. And she'd say, Sonny, I grew up in the church. And then she'd say, Stevie, I know the man. I know the man upstairs. Now, I was a little boy, so I was being respectful, but in my mind, I was thinking, well, if you know him, you know he doesn't accept that behavior. Auntie, you're not going to heaven with a bottle in your hand and asking Gabriel to hold the bottle as I enter. It's not going to happen. You need to give up your sinful ways. This is what's in my mind, and I'd say to Mom, Mom, what can we tell Aunt Belle? She knows it. She knows it. She knows it already. We just have to pray for Aunt Belle. And thank God, after years, she got it. She received the Lord and she followed the Lord. Thank God for that. The point I'm trying to make is she knew the Lord since she was a child. But she became too familiar with God and thought that it was all right to sin. Somehow God was going to excuse it.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message is called Fear of the Lord and the Danger of Familiarity. Now let's pray with Pastor Steve.
We thank you, Father, that prayer can be released to help us in every area of our lives. We thank you that prayer is a weapon. Lord, you said, call upon me in the day of trouble, and I will deliver thee. God, I just pray that we will pray more. We will take the time to talk to you more. We will take the time, Lord, to share with you what's going on with us and expect divine intervention in our lives. We just love you and we thank you today for answered prayer. Save us. Deliver us from our sins. Set us free. We want to serve you. We want to obey you. We want to live for you. Thank you, God. Thank you because prayer makes all of those things possible. In Jesus' name, amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.